Welsh. In the early morning, just before dawn, I often walk through the village. The streets are quiet then, and the air is fresh and clean. The little shops and buildings that are busy during the day are silent then, hushed. They're almost cathedral-like. And the miners' little row houses stand at attention in the mist like a fine regimental line ready for inspection. Well, this is the best time to walk the streets, you know. Early in the day, when you can feel the history of the village and get inside of it in a way. My father and his father before him walked these streets just as I do today. Yes, they too had a love for this little place. It was a part of them. It was in their blood. A village can become part of you, you know. It can get inside of you. Yes, it can. When I travel, I sometimes get a longing for home. A craving, a sort of hunger. And I sometimes wake in the night and think of home. I see these streets. I see the old mine sites long ago closed, dark and decaying on the hill, and I see the old stone buildings standing with dignity and keeping their secrets. Yes, secrets. Buildings have secrets, you know, of course they do. They're full of events and lives and stories. Why, sometimes, early in the morning when I'm walking, I can hear the buildings whisper. Do you know what happened here? Many things, things great and small, things good and evil, many things we cannot reveal because history has sworn our walls to silence. I love those buildings and those streets. I love my little village, and I love my country. My wonderful, mystical Wales.